We're in the midst of a cycle of readings right now for our second reading, where we are getting this beautiful discourse from St. Paul in the letter to the Hebrews on the priesthood and Jesus as our high priest and what it means to be a priest. And as a priest, obviously, reminds me of a few things and calls me to task a little bit and makes me refocus. And I couldn't help but look at our beautiful reading today from the letter to the Hebrews, talking about offering sacrifices for our sins on behalf of ourselves and for others, and recalling the priesthood ordination. There's this beautiful moment in the ordination of a priest after he's been consecrated with chrism and he's been vested as a priest, after the ordination's done, where the bishop calls him forward. He kneels before the bishop, and the bishop hands to him the chalice and the paten that will be used at that Mass to offer the Mass. And he enjoins on him to offer the sacrifice for and with the people of God. For and with the people of God. It's that beautiful moment of recognition. You are a priest now. This is your job. You are to offer the Mass for the salvation of the people entrusted to your care, for the salvation of all the world, just as St. Paul does in the letter to the Hebrews today, to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins, not just for the people, but for his own as well, because he can commiserate with them, knowing himself to be imperfect as well. This beautiful reading, though, is not just about ordained priests. I think so often we forget our own baptismal call to be priest, prophet, and king. And today I want to talk a little bit about what does it mean for us to be priests. In a particular way, I'm grateful that we have someone entering the church today in baptism at this wonderful moment to reflect on this. It says, every high priest is taken from among men, and no one takes this honor upon himself, but was called by God. Each of you at your baptism was called by God as well. We baptize you by name. In the name of Jesus Christ, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, blank, whatever your name is, it's in there. God has called you to this. It is no accident. He reached out to you first to sanctify you, but so that you could go forth and sanctify the world as well. He calls you as a priestly people to be representatives before God, to offer sins and sacrifice, or to offer gifts and sacrifices for sins, to sanctify the world, not just ourselves. God calls us in baptism to make us holy so that we can go out and consecrate the world to Him. And I think so often we forget that our priestly ministry is more than coming to Mass. It's more than just coming here to pray before God, and maybe we don't even think of that as a priestly ministry, but we're called to go into the world to sanctify it, not just by proclaiming the gospel, that is a part of our baptismal call as prophets, to spread the good news, but to offer gifts and sacrifices for the sins of others. When there is something particularly difficult going on in our world, do we take the time to pray for it? I know many places are having prayers of adoration and prayers around the election, something important going on in our world that encompasses many people who are not Catholic. But we are called to sanctify our country and going to pray for the election that God's will may be done, that we come together as a nation, that we unite rather than divide and follow God's will as a country is important. It's something we're called to do. As we look at the news around the world and see continued violence and war that pulls in more and more people every day, not just Israel and Palestine right now, but now Iran's in the mix and in Ukraine and Russia, now we see North Koreans getting pulled into this as well. Do we take the time to make sacrifices and prayers for peace, to sanctify the world by our priestly calling from baptism, to bring God into these situations, not just by gifts of our time in prayer and interceding on behalf of the world to God, but do we make sacrifices for the world as well? You know, I think it's something we don't engage in as much as we should, but fasting is a wonderful discipline. To offer up a sacrifice for the sake of something else is a priestly action. It's not just there in Lent to lose weight so we can get ready for summer. It's there for us to actually call ourselves back to what's most important, to relying on God rather than ourselves, and to offer a sacrifice for the sake of the salvation of the world, just as Christ offered himself completely for us on the cross. We unite those minute sufferings that we take upon ourselves to do it for the world. I know Archbishop Naumann, when he was head of the Bishop's Committee for Respect Life, took upon weekly fasting for the sake of the unborn, offering up his sacrifice of his comfort, his food, maybe even his energy, for the sake of others every day, or every week at least. Do we do any of that outside of what's prescribed by the church? Or do we do it even when it's prescribed for the church, but just for our sake, to make me holier? Or do we offer it for the sake of the world as well? Do we call to mind those people who need God's grace and make sacrifices on their behalf? It's our call, brothers and sisters. It's not just the priest up here who's offering the Mass on behalf and with the people of God, but we're all called to make these offerings to the Lord, to offer our prayers for the sanctification of the world, to make sacrifices for the sake of those who may not even have heard the gospel, and to offer up our suffering for their salvation, to unite our life to Christ completely, as we were called in our baptism, just as Christ was called, hearing those wonderful words in our second reading, "You are my Son, this day I have begotten you." At your baptism, you were called children of God, and so indeed you are. And it is something that doesn't go away. We hear too, "You are a priest forever, according to the order of Melchizedek." No matter how far we've strayed from the church, perhaps after our baptism, we are priest, prophet, and king forever. That is something no one can take away from us. The question is, are we living it out? Are we offering our lives for the sanctification of the world and starting with ourselves? Do we offer those sacrifices to make ourselves holy so that we can go forth and sanctify others? It is, as a priest, a joy to be able to do that for people, to come and to celebrate the Mass and see the difference it makes in their lives. But in many other ways, we make these sacrifices that people never know about. And that is true of us as well, brothers and sisters. Do you know that when you go to confession, the penance you get from the priest is only part of the penance? We do penance for our people too. Do we do that for the world, for those who've hurt us? Not just apologizing for our sins, but offering sacrifices and penance for theirs. Do we pray for those who are being persecuted and who have not heard the gospel throughout the world? Are we willing to make sacrifices of our time, our talent, and our treasure to build up the church and to make the world a better place? Not for ourselves, but for the glory of God. This is what it means to be a priestly people. In our gospel reading today, we see Bartimaeus crying out to the Lord, starting on his own behalf, wanting to be healed from what ails him. "Jesus, Son of David, have pity on me," he says. And Jesus says, "What do you want me to do for you?" And he says, "I want to see." After having been healed himself, Bartimaeus, it says, follows him on the way. Not just the road that Jesus was going down, but that way of life that Jesus showed to his disciples. Bartimaeus can see clearly now, not just with his eyes, but with the eyes of faith. And he follows Christ in his priestly ministry, it seems. Being a disciple, going into the world, proclaiming the gospel, and sacrificing for the sake of others. May we take that call seriously too, brothers and sisters. All of us who are baptized priest, prophet, and king, and that is forever, whether we want it or not. But we will only be happy, fulfilled, and truly fruitful in this life if we take that call seriously. As we come to this Mass today, Perhaps we have prayers on our own hearts that we need, and that's good, and we should offer them. But don't forget to pray for the world. Pray for our country. Pray for peace. Pray for life. Pray for those who have not heard the gospel. In this, you too fulfill your priestly role.